Tourists who gathered at the southern tip of Manhattan expected to board a boat on Tuesday and climb the Statue of Liberty.
In front of us now is one of the world's most famous icons.
But Lady Liberty, with her lamp of freedom held high, was closed because the U.S. government had shut down. They could still see it, but only from the boat that normally disgorges tourists at New York's iconic spots, Liberty Island and Ellis Island nearby. In better times, millions visit these sites every year. Will Kane from the Midwestern state of Missouri seemed surprised that he couldn't get there.
We came here to today to see the Statue of Liberty and came to the ticket booth and weren't able to go on to the island and am disappointed somewhat.
To some foreign tourists, the government shutdown was more than a disappointment.
I think the image might be tarnished a little bit because as a tourist, as a foreigner coming to the United States to see this country and to experience the American culture, the American lifestyle, I didn't entirely get that. And I kind of expected that, having paid for that and having known that America is a developed country, not necessarily a developing country.
It's really hard to believe that a Congress can hold its people to ransom. And I kind of have the impression that maybe they want to antagonize the people of America and make them angry because a whole lot of people aren't getting paid today. I mean, what's that all about?
Nevertheless, tourists tried to get as close as they could on the day America put a lock on its landmarks. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York Harbor. 3,000 people who died on September 11th.